This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access radio station. And I'm Lynn Trafford presenting Rotary Wheels on behalf of the Rotary Club of Ahuriri Sunrise in Napier. This program is kindly sponsored by Dobson's Photo and Camera, opposite the library in Havelock North and in Lower Emerson Street in Napier. If you are considering the purchase of a new camera, binocular or telescope, how about a chat to the staff at Dobson's to hear their professional recommendations? Dobson's Photo and Camera, Havelock North and Napier. With me in the studio today is the New Zealand President of Inner Wheel, Judy Newborn, who is based in Wellington. Inner Wheel started in Manchester, England in 1924 as an independent ladies' organisation, but run along Rotary lines. Wives of Rotarians had given their time and energy to help their menfolk, but the founding of Inner Wheel 100 years ago acknowledged that the women of the day wanted to do things in their own right. New Zealand President Judy Newborn joined Inner Wheel about 25 years ago, and today we will learn of her story. Hello, Judy.
Hello, Lynn.
It's lovely to have you with me in the studio today. Now, I've already said about 25 years ago you joined Inner Wheel. What I want to know is, why did you join Inner Wheel when there were obviously all sorts of other service organisations that you could have belonged to? Why pick that one?
Well, there's a simple answer to that. That was my parents. My mother was the founding president of her Inner Wheel Club.
Which was?
Which was the Inner Wheel Club of Weybridge and Byfleet in the UK.
Yes.
And my father was a charter member of his Rotary Club, which was the same name, but the Rotary Club of Weybridge and Byfleet.
That's how it used to work, isn't it, really?
So I was just brought up all my life in a environment of service above self and the importance of giving back, and it's something that resonated with me, and I suppose in a wheel it was just a natural progression from my parents.
Yeah, you were kind of sucked in, weren't you?
Kind of, yes.
Had no choice. Always going to happen to you. If you go back to your days when you were a young girl growing up in England, do you remember anything, any particular project that Mum and Dad worked on that maybe they dragged you along to? Was there anything?
Well, there were two that are very strong in my memory. The first one is Rotary Shoeboxes. Which
oh,
is
yes.
still going strong today.
Yes, yes, yes.
So these would be, the shoeboxes would be all over the house, and, you know, we'd be given little things to put in them and then...
You better explain what they are, because people might not know.
A Rotary shoebox is a shoebox. It tends to be wrapped in lovely paper. And I'm going to be honest and say I can't exactly remember what we put in them
but they were Christmas gifts.
Little goodies, little luxuries, little pens, coloring books, things for the children, one or two things for the adults, and then they were, the lid would go on and ribbon, and then they were gifted around the community.
Yes, you used to put on the top of them girl age 7, boy age 13. It was a good idea, Judy.
It's a brilliant idea. Yeah. And as I say, it is still going in many Rotary clubs.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes under a slightly different guise.
Yes.
But, you know, nevertheless. Yes. All right. Now I'm going to ask you which club you joined when it was time for you to join Inner Wheel.
Well,
where did you go and what did you join?
I was very proud to join the Inner Wheel Club of Brigg.
Brigg? And where's Brigg?
Brigg is near, I suppose, the biggest major place would be Grimsby. It's in Lincolnshire, so kind of northeast England.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a brand new club.
All right.
And so I was a charter member of Brigg.
Do you remember why Innawil was started in Brig? Do you remember what the background to it all was?
I think for a lot of it was our then district chairman, and I'm sorry, I cannot remember her name, who felt that there was an area of the county that was missing a club.
Yeah.
There were ladies there who were travelling a distance to go to another club. And there was enough of us to start a new one.
To start a new one. Yeah.
You only need 12 members to start a club.
Is it still only 12?
Yep.
It is. Okay.
Still only 12.
Yeah.
So we went into discussions and Brig was formed.
Brig was formed. And you were a member there until...
I was a member there until 2008.
2008. Something momentous happened in 2008.
It did.
What happened in 2008?
We emigrated to New Zealand.
You emigrated to New Zealand. Well, that's why you left your Rotary Club.
Absolutely.
And you ended up in Upper Hutt.
We did, yes.
For work reasons.
Yes.
All right. Now, which Innawil Club did you join? Because you're bound to have.
I did, yes. I joined the Innawil Club of Upper Hutt.
Of Upper Hutt. Now, I want to take you back to that time, 2008, and I want you to remember going into that Innawil meeting for the first time. It's almost just an element of, nervousness, walking into a whole room of people that
it
you
is.
Do not know. But what was the experience like?
Oh, it was wonderful.
It was wonderful?
Absolutely wonderful.
I'm so pleased you said that because,
The minute I walked through the room, a couple of ladies grabbed me and said, oh, you're new. And, I mean, Rose, who was then the president, knew I was coming, but she hadn't actually arrived yet. And Coral and Gwen grabbed me and sat me down and we chatted and other ladies came up. Somebody bought me a drink. I don't know where it came from. And
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It was a wonderful experience. And I had the true Innawil concept of friendship really happened. And yeah, I never looked back. It was just wonderful.
That's good, isn't it? That's what we really
want absolutely.
To hear. And it's nice to be settled. All right, so they didn't actually look at you and go, ooh, here comes a prospective secretary. Here comes a prospective president. We all do that kind of thing when we take on these positions in our Rotary clubs or, in your case, in our Innawil clubs. And that is indeed what was going to happen to you, wasn't it? You became club secretary.
Yeah, within a year.
And then, that's right.
I'd been there a year.
Oh, dear, there was no such thing as a free glass of wine, was there, Judy? No. And then 2014, 2015, you become club president. So I want to take you to that club presidential year. Usually when we take on a presidential role, regardless of what it is, even if it's a local golf club, whatever we are doing, we have in our mind something we want to achieve in our year. What did you want to achieve?
I am a diabetic and my son is severely dyslexic. So I chose those two charities to be my focus for the year. Dyslexia is something that we always need to raise awareness for because it's very poorly sponsored.
But there's more of an awareness these days,
there
isn't
is,
there?
Yes.
Yes, more of an awareness.
It's still difficult to get children tested. So I did that. But so those were the two goals I had was to raise money, raise awareness for those two charities.
Mm-hmm. You told me off air that you wanted to have fun and to do fun things.
Yes.
What did you do that was fun?
Well, every year the international president sets a theme. And up until my year, and I can't remember the theme, I'm sorry, but the themes have been a bit dire and dreary, and all the speakers had been a bit depressing, and I thought, I'm not doing this. I threw all that out of the window because normally we just have a speaker. So we did things like flower arranging, and cake decorating, and we went out places, gardens and whatever I could think of.
Nice thing.
Wasn't a speaker. And we had amazing fun.
That's good. That's what we like to hear. 2015-16, your immediate past president. We always have that kind of a role in our clubs, and it's an important mentoring year. But you also took on the role of district secretary. So this was your first foray into something that was not at club level.
No, but actually, when I was, after I'd spoken to you off air, I went back and had a look. I actually took up the role of district secretary when I was still secretary of club.
Oh my goodness. So that's ages ago. All right. Let's talk about the district.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about the district.
Okay.
Geographically.
Yes.
What is the district that we are talking about?
The district we were talking about is Lincolnshire, which is one of the biggest counties in England.
Okay. Come back to New Zealand.
If I come back to New Zealand.
To your district secretary role in New Zealand, what is the district?
The district goes from Wellington.
Yes.
So it's the whole of the Lower North Island.
The Lower North Island. It comes up as far as where?
New Plymouth, Taranaki.
New Plymouth, okay.
And we go across to here, Napier.
Okay, so your main cities are Wellington, obviously, and your heart and Porirua. Palmerston North, is that in there?
You've got Palmerston North, Fielding.
Yeah. And all the towns
right
over
up to New Plymouth North. Okay. It's a big district.
It is a big area. How many clubs sit in there, roundabout?
Unfortunately, at the moment, we have 13.
13? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Following your time as secretary comes a time as district chairman, mm-hmm. which you do for 1 year.
Yes.
Did you visit these clubs?
Yes.
You got round all 13 of them?
All 13 of them.
When you're visiting your clubs, what did you find out? What sort of struck you about these clubs?
How very different they all are.
Yeah, well,
you know, when you talk about a club, you know, they have a meal, most of them, and they have a speaker, and they do a bit of fellowship. But in actual fact, those things are still there, but every club is so different. And
did that surprise you, Judy?
Yes.
It did surprise
you. It did surprise me.
Well, when you think of that geographic area, you've got urban, you've got rural, you've got large cities, you've got tiny little rural towns.
Yeah.
It's so different.
And the clubs range from one club has 72 members to a club that has 11.
Yep. Okay, that's not a surprise to me, but it obviously was to you.
Well, it was to me, I think, because in the UK, the clubs were far more the sort of same kind of size and were more formalised. But, yeah, it was.
Okay, so after your time doing that, the year in the chair, so to speak, you became national secretary. So national secretary, I'm presuming that means New Zealand secretary for the New Zealand board or whatever
it,
you call
it. Yes, secretary for the national governing board.
So you're going to do that for a period of 4 years. So let's talk about how Inner Wheel sits across New Zealand. How many regions do you divide Inner Wheel into across New Zealand?
Inner Wheel has, we call them districts.
Districts?
And we have four.
Four districts.
Yes.
Okay, so geographically, I presume, top of the North Island.
To the bottom of the South.
Uh-huh. Is that two in the North Island and two in
the South?
South?
Yes.
Okay.
And we include Noumea.
Oh, what do you indeed?
We used to have Fiji.
Yep.
But they have now closed, unfortunately.
That's such a shame.
Yeah, but we do still have Noumea, and they're a vibrant club.
Yeah.
And they come over to us as often as they can.
I think that's lovely.
And that's amazing.
That's
absolutely
really good. How
amazing.
Many clubs sit across New Zealand plus Noumea?
42.
That's 42 plus Noumea?
No, including
42
Noumea.
Inclusive of.
Mm.
That's okay.
It's not, because we should have more.
You want more.
I want more. Oh, do I want more? Yes.
And also we want Fiji back at some stage, don't we?
Yes, they got down to four members and it just wasn't viable.
No. It's too hard. It's not fun either. When you become too small, it's not fun, is it? But, and you want that conviviality.
And they did such amazing work. Oh,
they'll come back. I'm sure they'll come back. Fiji... it has a time of terrible cyclones hitting their islands and all sorts of things can go wrong. I know from my Rotary work just how hard it is to get these clubs in the islands up and running and producing when they've got cyclones hanging over their heads. All right. Then you became the national vice president. We can all see what's going to happen to you. You're on the road to be totally sucked into being president at some stage, which is the role, of course, that you hold now. National vice president. During our vice presidential year, regardless of what it is that we're president of, it's a time of goal setting, of learning, of preparing for taking on that role, isn't it? Did that happen to you, Judy?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, your president of the time is kind of your mentor.
Yes.
And you learn the ropes and you understand what you're taking on and think, can we go back a year? And I'm going to say no. No, I don't mean that. I'm loving every minute of being president.
But that vice presidential year, did you set the goals? Did you do the planning?
I did. Having been national secretary, I was very aware of what happened because I'd worked for four presidents, being in the role for 4 years. So I knew what I was getting into, but I did. I set my goals. I worked out what I wanted to achieve.
All right.
During that year.
2023, 2024, you're it. You're the New Zealand president. And in the wheel, as with Rotary, your year swings across the middle of the year. So you start your role 1 July 2023. You end your role 30 June 2024. Let's talk about this. As at the time of recording, you have been in this role for about 6 months. What goals did you set that you wanted to achieve in your year? What did you want to do, Judy?
My goal was actually very simple, and I have worked alongside my vice president because she's going to continue.
That's right.
Is that to raise the awareness of Inner Wheel.
Across New Zealand, Noumea and Fiji.
Because Inner Wheel, as with Rotary and with numerous other organisations, have a declining membership. And you get to a cut-off point. We're teetering on the edge at the minute, but you get a cut-off point where membership goes down to a point it's not viable to continue. And that scared me rigid. There is no way I want this wonderful and amazing organisation that achieves so much.
Across 100 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To fold. Well, fold in New Zealand anyway. Yeah. So my goal was to raise awareness, to increase membership, to get us viable again.
Yeah.
And for the first time in any presidency, I actually went out to the clubs and told it how it was.
Yeah.
Which sugarcoated it, you know, saying, oh, yes, we need more members, et cetera. But nobody had actually said, this is how many members we have, this is the amount of money they're going to raise, and this is the amount of money we need to continue. And it didn't add up.
Yeah.
We were in a negative.
Okay.
And nobody had actually said that.
So there's nothing kind of sexy about that, is there? But it's your everyday living.
Yes.
It's everyday living. And you've got to get that right so you can build upon it.
We can. I mean, we used to have clubs all over the country.
Yes, that's right.
And there are now great big gaps that we need to fill. And you know, we used to have them in Hamilton, Stratford, all over. And why can't we again?
Exactly. Right. And well, I wish you and the people following you every success in pulling that back together again.
Thank you.
Because I agree, like you, that 100 years of an organisation for women who choose to serve their local community, it's got to be kept.
Yep.
And it's got to be strong.
Absolutely.
So we're heading for a period of change, are we?
Yes.
A change... What, and just in our thinking or in our doing? What are we trying to change?
I think it's in our thinking.
In our thinking,
yes.
Right.
I think we have to become a much more streamlined, a much more modern organisation. We kind of live a lot on our traditions, and maybe they have to. We have to create new traditions.
Yes.
So that we can move forward and become a much more modern organization that younger members will want to join.
Yes, and there's plenty of younger women out there
that
are looking for organizations where they feel comfortable as women to belong.
Yes.
There are lots of women out there. It's just a question of finding those women and saying, how about you do this?
People always say to me, younger people don't want to serve. I'm sorry. I've proved that wrong time and time again. Young people do want to serve. They just don't know where or how.
And sometimes it's a question of providing them with a platform that's not too expensive. Because you know yourself, when you're a young mom and you've got a mortgage and a couple of kids and all the demands of schooling and sport and all that sort of stuff, it's really expensive.
It is.
So being able to provide a community organization that doesn't cost the earth,
it
might just work.
Yes, exactly.
It might just work, and it's worked for 100 years, so we know it
can
work.
It's
just the question of getting it right. I've mentioned 100 years a couple of times. There is a 100-year fundraiser that I rather love. It's called a Friendship Rose. What are we doing with a Friendship Rose? What is this?
The red rose is a symbol of Inner Wheel. It all started in Denmark where a member gave one and it kind of spread across the whole world. But in New Zealand, to celebrate the centennial, we have commissioned a new rose, red rose, called In Friendship, which is what we're all about. And it is for sale. And and everybody is in... can buy it. It's not just members. It's out there.
I know the Inner Wheel Club in Napier. It's they're our oldest one in New Zealand.
They are 87 years old, the oldest one, and
they are donating some of these roses to Napier City. So Mayor Kasten will receive these roses,
yes,
and they will plant them in some opportune place. And I've ordered one for me for my garden, and I guess lots of others have done that too. It's a really nice thing to do. You have been in Napier midway through January. We're recording this 2024 to celebrate the birthday, haven't you?
We have.
What did you do to celebrate?
We had an amazing get together at East Pier Hotel.
Yes.
To celebrate Napier's 87th birthday, and obviously that is then the birthday of Inner Wheel New Zealand, because they were the very first club.
They were.
And so we had a party and had fun.
You had a party and have fun.
Absolutely.
And our interview is about to come to an end, but I know that your 100-year celebration is going to be in Manchester in May, isn't it? You're going, of course, Judy.
I am definitely going.
And you're taking a contingent of New Zealand ladies?
Yes, at the moment about 35 of us, but we're hoping that will increase. Because registrations haven't closed.
Have they not? Yeah. Have a wonderful time.
Oh, thank you. I fully intend to. It'll be a week.
And your ladies.
Yes, it'll
be marvellous, won't it? 100-year celebration.
100 years.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Oh, whoop-dee-doo, yes.
Whoop-dee-doo. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. All right, I'm sorry I won't be there to celebrate with you, but it sounds really good to me. Thank you, Judy Newborn, President of Inner Wheel New Zealand. Thank you for being my guest on Rotary Wheels. As at recording, you are halfway through your term of office, and we wish you every success for the second half of your year. If Inner Wheel is a surprise organisation for you, and just maybe the kind of women's organisation you would consider joining, please hit Google to learn more. Similarly, should you be considering contributing to your local community via Rotary, check out the local 11 Hawke's Bay clubs or contact Radio Hawke's Bay for my details. Please join me on Monday mornings at about 9:30 to meet another Rotarian from around the Bay. I'm Lynn Trafford.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.